Joshua fit the battle up. Well, well, and the wars came. Yeah, Joshua fit the battle up. Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle up. Jericho, and the wars came tumbling. Hallelujah. Joshua fit the battle up.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
I wanted our children to see that. And I want for the next few minutes to show our children how they can succeed also. And this is not just for our children. All of us are children in the sight of the Lord. Amen. So I want all of us to tune in and be blessed today. Will you please stand with me as we read the Word of God? The book is the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse number 8. One of my favorite scriptures. The book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse number 8. The Bible says, this book of the law, it shall not depart out of thy mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, and also observe and do all that it says. Then you will make your way prosper. Then you will have good success. While you're standing, let us pray. Father, we are grateful for the opportunity to learn, inspire, encourage one another in the Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask that you take over this service. Provide the anointing. Help our hearing. Glorify yourself in this house. We'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Our subject for discussion is titled, An Introduction to Christian Success. An Introduction to Christian Success. The passage I just read to your hearing spoke about how to be successful in life. The Bible said, Don't let the word of God depart from your mouth. Tell somebody, I get it. The Bible said, meditate on the word of God day and night. Am I still in the book? The Bible said, how often should you do it? Day and night. He also commands you to observe, to do what the word of God says. He said, then you will prosper. Then you will find good success. I can stop there, close my book, and go home. As we are now in graduation season, and as often as I say in this church, that I will see you where? At the top. Now I want to take some time to give you some tools that you, me, all of us would need to succeed. If there's one thing I've said to you over and over again, is that life is a journey. From the day you were born, you're on a journey. And every day is an opportunity for you and me to do better, to improve, to sharpen the gifts and talents that God has given us. Every day is an opportunity for you and me to get elevated in life. But I stop by to remind you that will not happen by chance. Did you hear what I just said? It will not happen by chance. You and me have to do something to make it happen. The truth be told, success is nothing more than few discipline that we practice every day. You identify few disciplines in your life, and then you practice it every day. And then you become successful. That's basically what success is all about. So it's not by chance. It has to be choices that you make. So I want to give you 12 tools. I don't know how far I will go before my time run out. But make a mental note, especially I'm speaking to our young people and to every adult that wants to be blessed. These are the tools that you would need to succeed. And these are all spelled out in the Word of God. Number one, you need to discover your purpose. What did I say you need? What is purpose? Purpose is that thing that drives you every day. Purpose is what moves you, what keeps you going. It is the reason why you get up every day to do what you do. Every human being has a purpose on earth. Ask yourself the question, what is it that is so important to you? What are your dreams? What are your values? It will help you to find your purpose. Ask God about it. Purpose is not something that it just happens. You have to discover it. You have to develop it. Even when you find it, you have to refine it. My encouragement to all of us this morning, please make sure you just don't go through life every day. Find out what is my purpose for living. And when you find out, live that purpose. Somebody shout purpose. your purpose will become clearer and clearer, stronger and stronger, if you do your best to locate it, to discover it, and develop it. Amen. The second thing you need to do to succeed is that you have to be grateful. Successful people are grateful people. What do I mean? You have to take time to appreciate people who loves you, people who support you. They may be friends, they may be family members. There are people that God will send into your life. Be grateful. Even for the small things. The problem with many children of God, why they are not successful, they are ungrateful. Don't take anything for granted in your life. Just to be able to wake up this morning, you ought to be grateful. Even for the little things, be grateful that you have roof over your head. Be grateful that you have food to eat. Be grateful for your health. Be grateful for your family. Be grateful for your job. In fact, I will say be grateful for the challenges you go through. Because you can learn from those challenges. Many of the challenges I went through helped me to grow. Are you all still here? When you are grateful, ladies and gentlemen, your mindset will shift from scarcity to abundance. Gratitude will cause you to find yourself in the favor of God. God always complains about people who are ungrateful. One day he healed 10 lepers. You all know the story. And only one out of 10 came back to say thank you. Teach your children to be grateful. Not just teach them, show them to be grateful. Why is that important? When you live a life of gratitude, you will attract many blessings. Many blessings. You cannot afford not to be grateful. Amen, somebody. Amen. Gratefulness will bring you abundance. Gratefulness will bring you joy. Gratefulness will bring you even fulfillment in life. What's the first thing we need? Purpose. What's the second thing we need? Gratefulness. When you are grateful, it changes your perspective in life. It changes your behavior. Hallelujah. Being grateful will cause you to be more patient with people. Have you noticed that? Being grateful will cause you to be more forgiving. When you see people that are ungrateful, they're quick to put other people down. Gratefulness will cause you to be humble. Amen. So every day, take the time to reflect on what is it that you're grateful for. I'm grateful to be pastor of this church. I'm grateful to be an American. Even the little thing, just to be able to walk on my feet. Are you still here this morning? Be grateful for the small thing. I'm grateful for the sunshine. Amen. How would you like to wake up every day in darkness? Amen, somebody. Gratefulness will shift your focus from what is wrong to what is right. Have you ever met some people, they only focus on what is wrong? Some of them is in the family. Some of them are close friends. Just always focus on what's wrong. But when you are grateful, your focus will shift. You will shift your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, whatsoever are good, good report, think of these things. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. You know one thing I love about gratitude? It's contagious. I'm believing God that this church will be a church of gratitude. When you hang around positive people, it will rub off on you. When you hang around people that are grateful, you will see it will affect you. I was taking a taxi. I went out of town and I had to take a taxi. I was in the city of London, and from the airport, I don't know how to get to my hotel. I have the name of it, but I don't know where I'm going. And the taxi driver told me, he said, I don't know you, sir. He said, I'm a Muslim. But there's something about you. I counted how many times you say thank you from the airport to the hotel. And he said, I am amazed how thankful you are. And I had to point him to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you really know God, it will cause you to be grateful. Amen, somebody. Another tool you would need for the sake of time is attitude. Your attitude is like a magnet. A good attitude will attract good things. Watch your attitude. Some people have said they always murmur and complain. Throughout the Bible, God cannot stand Israel murmuring and complaining. God sent them hamburger. They said it has no meat in it. God sent them meat. Then they say we have no water. Have you ever seen people, Mama gave you Kool-Aid. Now that was too watery. Just being a complainant is not good. People with negative attitude can create barriers to opportunities. Some people lose their job because of their negative attitude. They are qualified for the job, but their negative attitude is always in the way. Are you still here? When you have a positive attitude, people want to help you. People want to be around you. So I'm asking everyone, not just the children, discover your purpose. Secondly, be grateful. Thirdly, watch your attitude. Work on it. Be more nice. Be more patient. Be more optimistic about life. And when you do this thing, doors will swing wide open for you. Amen, somebody. The good news, ladies and gentlemen, when your attitude improves, everything else in your life will improve. Isn't that something? Jacob had a very bad attitude. But when he improved, when he became Israel, God used him mightily. There are many people in the Bible like that. Saul was like that. He became Paul. Amen. A good attitude will improve your relationship. Some of you, you're married. The only thing you need is a change of attitude. You will never have to call the pastor. Just change your attitude. Be more loving. Be more positive. A good attitude will even improve your health. Amen, somebody. Another tool that you need for success in life is called mindset. I've always preached to you in this church that your mindset will make you or break you. Would you believe many people are held back in life because of their mindset? The good news is that you and I, we can change our mindset. Amen. I've always talked about stinking thinking. And some of us, we have a poor mindset because somebody told you that you're not good enough. But the Bible says you can do all things. Am I still in the book? You can do all things. How? Through Christ that strengthens you. Amen. Another tool that you and I would need to succeed in life is communication. There's nothing you can do in life without communication. To conduct business in life, you have to communicate. Even in your family, you have to communicate. With your friends, you have to communicate. Have you noticed sometimes miscommunication can cause problems even in the house of God? Miscommunication can mess you up on your job. Miscommunication can terminate a relationship for years. So you got to learn how to communicate. And by the way, when I talk about communication, it's a two-way street. It's not about you just talking and talking. One of the best things, let me give you a secret about pastor. Those of you who are in ministry, many times when I go to people's house or when I go to the hospital, they really don't want to hear me talk. They just want me to listen. Many times I'm just there just for them to pour their heart out. Communication will make you or break you. Learn how to communicate. The good news is that if you learn how to communicate, you will influence more people. Many times I have to correct people around me and say, look, I'm trying to tell you something. You have not even heard what I have to say, and you're running your mouth. Just shut up, listen. Even you have to learn to listen to God. Did you know God always wants to talk to you? But if all you do is just give me this, give me that, give me that, give me that, at some point God will say, well, I guess you don't want to hear what God has to say. So learn to communicate. Learn to do better. I have to do the same thing, children. Every day, I'm working on my communication. Something, and thank God for the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I want to say something so bad, and the Holy Spirit will say, no, you don't. And then I zip it. The Bible talks about there's time for everything. There's a time to speak up, but there's a time to be silent. Good communication will build trust. Good communication will build confidence. Good communication will resolve conflicts. Amen, somebody. Another tool, for the sake of time, that you and I would need is what I call self-discipline. Self-discipline. It is the bridge between your goal and your accomplishment. It's not enough to be talented. Talent without discipline will go nowhere. Self-discipline is your ability to keep going even when you don't feel like going. To be honest with you, brothers and sisters, without self-discipline, success is not possible.
Yes, sir.
So it's not enough just to pray for it. These are tools you have to do. You can have great ideas. You can have lofty goals. If you have no self-discipline, it will not happen. Self-discipline is like your muscle. You have to work it. You have to develop it. Amen. It takes discipline to wake up early to go to work. I heard one of my pastors say she's been working on that job for 40 years. It takes self-discipline. Are you still here this morning? Even to exercise, you know, bodily exercise. You see, get mighty quiet now. I'm looking around. Some of us pay for the gym, but we never show up. In fact, it was so bad on my job. We had a new president, and the first thing he did is to make the gym free for every faculty member. And the other day, the Holy Spirit asked me, when was the last time? That you went to the gym. In my house, there's a brother here. His name is Deacon Johnny Shaw. I bought equipment over $7,000 just to exercise. I made that brother, he's somewhere in the building, to come to the house and set it up. Equipment outside. Equipment inside. I even signed up for something called Peloton. And they've been charging me for 22 years. No, you can do the math. In case you don't know, they charge you $55 per month. Multiply that for 22 years. And I've never got on it. So when I share this thing with you, I'm not coming before you as if I'm an angel. I know all this. I do all this. No, I am a work in progress just like you. We can do better. Pastor Cofield, to maintain swimming pool, 250 per month, and I've never swimmed. Do the math. For 17 years, 12 months in a year, 12 times 17, and then multiply by $250. And the Negro never swim. God is a God of another chance. And he is speaking to all of us now. The reason why many people start and never finish, guess what they are lacking? Self-discipline. I know a pastor like that, very nice man, very supportive of my ministry, but he never can hold a job. Good man. Very good family. They're very supportive of your church. But if he tells me I got this job, in matters of few months, he's moving to another job. I say, what is your problem? The Holy Spirit finally revealed to me lack of self-discipline. You develop this area of your life, even when it's hard. Even when it's boring, I'm helping my own self. And no shame in my game. And another thing that we need as a tool is knowledge. The Bible talks a lot about knowledge. The world is constantly changing. If you're not learning, you're falling behind. I had a friend of mine, he's a medical doctor, and he had to fire just about all of his staff. You know why? Because they couldn't change from their old ways of operating. They couldn't learn new equipment. Knowledge is critical. You'll be forced into retirement if you don't learn new equipment. Are you still here? If you're not learning, you're falling behind. The more you know, the more you can do. The more you can do, the more value you bring to the table. The more value you bring to the table, the more reward you get. God delivered me from my pastor that would not want to learn. People will say, Pastor, just give me the microphone. I say, you are the dumbest creature I ever met. If I give you the microphone, what you going to say? It takes knowledge. It takes learning. Successful people are lifelong learners. Amen, somebody. The more knowledge you are, the more prepared for life you are. Amen. Please take note, children, learning don't stop when you graduate. I know in America we like to celebrate. Many of you invited me to your graduation. Many of you send me pictures. I love it. I'm celebrating your accomplishment. But your graduation is simply the beginning of learning. Amen, somebody. Formal education will make you a living. That's how America is set up. But self-education will make you a fortune. What will make you stand out among your peers is when you have knowledge. Amen, somebody. So be a lifelong learner. And you get to choose what area you're going to learn. Thank God for a free country. But every day, remember, the more you learn, the more you can achieve, and the more opportunity that God will put in your hand. I see my friend standing up, but let me talk about one more thing. I was going to talk about 12 things. Your finances is very important to me. Finance is not what just happened. You have to create it. Are you still here this morning? The problem is that many people know how to earn money, but they don't know how to manage it. I cannot say that enough. Because when you learn how to earn money and you don't know how to manage it, you will constantly be living payday to payday. Always at the edge of struggle. One of the best things you can learn to do, brothers and sisters in the Lord, is called tracking. Go to the bank, get a copy of your bank statement, and just look at where your money is going. That's right. See how much you spend. See what you spend it for. Ask yourself an honest question. When the pastor is not looking, is this reflecting the way I want to live? Learn how to set aside something. Amen. Save. Amen. I said it early. If you are spending more than you earn, red flag. It's not how much you're making. Always spend beneath your making. And the difference, you invest. Don't just save it. Savings account will give you probably 1 or 2% at most. The average stock market return in America is between 9 and 10% every year. So compare, would you want to get 1% or 9 or 10%? And that's just the average. So don't let any bank trick you and have a savings account. No, they are using your money to go do what you could do for yourself and then charge you for it. Now that's cold. Amen. There are people who are making not much money, but they have wisdom to save. So it's not how much you make, it's what you do it. So it's very simple. Spend less than you earn and invest the difference. Amen. That will require what we call delayed gratification. Whatever you want, you don't have to have it now. I have things that I want in my own life. I don't have it yet. But just keep on believing. Amen, somebody. I never will forget one year I wanted a Ford Expedition. I don't know why. I just fell in love with Ford Expedition. But I didn't have the money. So I learned this thing called delayed gratification. And I just kept praying. I was driving a Chevrolet. It would get me to anywhere I want to go. And every time I see a Ford Expedition, I will call all my children, everybody stand up. And they will stand up. And I say, wave to that vehicle going, wave. And then one day I came to Winn-Dixie on 28. They don't have Winn-Dixie anymore. But back then, they had two Ford Expeditions parked facing each other. I said, this is my day. I brought my wife for shopping, but I won't let nobody get out. I was going around like the wall of Jericho. I went around it 7 times. And then I told everybody, shout! My poor family. It's like the Jackson 5 family. The father was just tough. Those kids, they shouted. And sure enough, I got my Ford. Delay gratification. Now, let me say this in conclusion. At the end of the day, except the Lord build the house. Everyone that labors, labors in vain. Make sure you have God in your life. Can you imagine if you're doing all these things, but you're not saved? What a waste. You need God. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, is guaranteed you shall be saved. Amen, somebody. Some people are self-disciplined. They have positive attitude. They work hard. They know their purpose. They are grateful, but they are not saved. That's why the Bible says, what shall it profit a man if you gain the whole world, but you lose your soul? And one more thing, have faith in God. Don't just be saved. Make God your Lord. Have confidence in, put your trust in him. You're going to school, put your trust in God. You're starting a business, put your trust in God. You're in a ministry, I have to do that even right now as I'm talking to you. You know, all your deacons, they've been sitting down. You know, we're trying to build youth building, and the people are whispering in their ears, oh, we don't need it now. And some of them, that's where lack of faith. I watch each of them. I want to see which one is Judas. Yeah, I watch them. They're listening to me right now. They will always tell you you can't do it. They will always tell you the time is not right. But faith will sustain you. Are you listening to me? I wish I can take you out to testify. We were in the old church. I say it's time to build. No, the same voice. They said, no, we cannot do it. Let's just cut the side of the church. Move it a few inches by. Let's cut the other side. Move it a few. And the Lord shut it down. While they were trying to do that, the city ordinance said, you cannot move this. That's how we got here. It takes faith. We didn't have money, but God did it. Are you listening to me? You need to have faith in that God you believe in. It was time for us to build the next door there. The same voices. You would think they're all dead by now. They're still... They say, we cannot do it. We can't do it. I'm watching. I'm seeing which of them will talk. Why will you die before your time? Your hands is too short to box with God. And you would think people would have learned, Mama. Thank you, you are there always for me. And they say, then we start to build. They say, oh, we won't finish. The building is completed. If you wait until every I is dotted, every T is crossed, you will never go anywhere in life. Have faith. Step out of the boat and see if God will sustain you. We're just counting the cost. You don't even give. What you gonna count? Somebody shout faith. Now, I don't know what area of some of these things you need to do better. But I want all of us to be honest with God today. I show you some of my own faults, areas I'm working on. But before we leave, I want to pray with you and me. I'm going to ask everybody to stand. I have more to share, but I ran out of time. But if you're here and you can identify any area and you want to say, Lord, here am I. I'm going to do better in this area. I'm not just talking to the children. I'm talking to you and me. Some of us, maybe we need to do better in the area of our purpose. Somebody may say, Lord, I want to be more grateful. Somebody may say, Lord, today I can do better in my attitude. I'm looking for somebody who will be honest with the Holy Spirit. Say, maybe I need to work on my mindset, my thinking. Somebody may say, I need to do better in the area of communication. Somebody may say, I need to do better in self-discipline. There are many things I start that don't finish. There are other things I could talk about. I talked about knowledge. Somebody may say, today I want to do better in the area of knowledge. I want to know more so God can use me. And somebody may say, I want to do better in the area of my finance. Will you be honest with God? It's time to pray. If you can identify any of those areas, maybe it's just one. Find your way to the altar right quickly. We want to pray. Thank you for your honesty. I don't mind telling you, I belong to the altar. I don't mean to put myself down. The Holy Spirit exposed myself to me. He said, I am disappointed. You are better than this, young man. Somebody else is coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I need prayer my own self. Somebody, come. I had to pick on you. You come. I'm going to be selfish today. Your pastor really need help. This is serious stuff. I want to win and win big. Eyes have not seen it. Ears have not even heard it. It's not even been conceived in the hearts of men. What God has in store for you, for me. So I'm the one holding my own self down. We need freedom. This book of the law, don't let it depart from your mouth. Meditate upon it day and night. Be careful to do what it says. Then, see, all I've been doing all morning is calling your attention to what it says. And they say, if we do it, then we will prosper. Then we will find not just El Chipo success, good success.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
Like this. I'll praise in the valley, praise on the mountain. I'll praise when I'm sure, and praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when outnumbered, praise when surrounded. Praise is the water my enemies drown. Say the longest
I'm breathing, I got a reason hey. To praise the Lord.
Oh,
oh my soul.
I got a reason to
praise the Lord. Oh my soul.
Hey, I praise when I feel it. Praise when I don't. Oh, I praise cause I know you're still in control. If you know it's in control, lift your hands. My praise is a weapon, more than a sound. Oh, my praise is the shout that brings Jericho down. Say it
long as
I got a reason.
Praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave.
Lift it up, lift it up, oh.
Feel the atmosphere in this place.